I'm Ken Hemmings, and he is Chris Lang, and welcome to another of these regular property briefings. Again, a warm welcome to you, Chris.
Well, it's glad to be back with you. What would you like to talk about today?
Well, it's probably something every investor wants to know, and that is, where is the next growth area so as to gain a competitive advantage?
Yeah, look, Ken, it's always a good question as to where's the next area. And you see, what most people try and do is anticipate or want to hear about what you might call the next hotspot around Australia. And, you know, that doesn't always make for good commercial property investment. And it could be a suburb, it could be a regional area. But as fast as a new suburb will develop, sometimes it can die just as quickly. And, you know, the question really you're looking for is to uncover what to look for in determining whether or not a particular suburb, a precinct or a region is worth exploring. Because, I mean, what commercial property investors or what my clients seem to want is predictable, ongoing investment. They're not looking to speculate, but they just want to know that the property will grow in value and the tenant will continue to trade profitably. And so probably you need to look at a number of issues in the process of identifying what will have a sustained long-term growth rather than just be part of a fad or a fashion for a short term.
Tell me, is it good or bad to be the first one into a new market?
Entering into a new market requires a word of caution, and there are some people that talk about early mover advantage, which is really in the internet marketing area what allows people to capture an advantage. And that's because in the IT world, things move so quickly. They can be up 1 minute and then all of a sudden, with social media traffic, that market burns out and then they're onto the next new thing. So early mover advantage is not necessarily to your benefit with commercial property. I mean, the one thing you don't want to be is a pioneer. When you're considering a particular suburb or a regional area, you need to decide whether it has reached a certain tipping point as far as economic activity or demand for that type of property is that you're considering.
Could you perhaps give a specific example?
Well, perhaps a good example, and one that I've used recently with my mentor group in the webinars that I hold each quarter, is the regional city of Geelong in Victoria, where, as most of my clients know, I moved to some 15 years ago for family reasons. Now, over that period, there has been an amazing transformation and transition as far as the commercial property market is concerned. And when I first got there, and I mean, I've come and gone because my wife's parents lived in Geelong, but until you live in a particular area or immerse yourself in there for some time, you don't really understand what's going on. And at that point, 15 years ago, I couldn't have recommended commercial property investment by any of my clients because Geelong at that time, it lacked a certain focus and still possessed a manufacturing mindset. I mean, you had Ford and Alcoa there, and they've since left, and it's changed. And people said, look, when Ford goes, everything will collapse. Well, that hasn't been the case. I mean, they suffered in the doldrums when Pyramid Building Society collapsed. But then the Kennett government spent a lot of money on the foreshore and in development in and around Geelong, and that helped it recover. But when its manufacturing base disappeared, people thought it will absolutely die, but it hasn't. I mean, you know, sure, when I arrived, the major retailers such as McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken and or KFC were all there, but it's only really about 5 years ago that you saw the likes of Gloria Jean's, Nando's, Subway, and similar type of chain operators start up. Now, at the moment, there is a new cafe or restaurant opening in Geelong every week. And small high-tech companies are appearing every week. It happens to be the hub of carbon fibre development. You know, Epworth Hospital has just spent nearly $300 million on a new hospital there, which underpins the medical facility for Deakin University at the Warren Ponds campus. So it's become a high-tech incubator university city and has transformed completely. And as I said, it needs to get to that tipping point. And the likes of those Gloria Jean's, etc., Subway, they don't come until there is sufficient population and commercial activity to support their franchising model. As I said, with the new restaurants opening up, it's indicative. I mean, if on the train, I mean, you've had major departments, TAC, the National Disability for Australia is located headquarters there, WorkCare coming down in a brand new 10-story building that's being built for their headquarters. Governments around Australia are realising that metropolitan areas are becoming so clogged down with traffic that they're wanting to decant whole departments into regional cities, and Geelong has been the benefit of that. And it's a transition, as I said, that's happened over the last 15 years, but more recently over the last five. But it used to be one in five houses were bought by Melbourne people in Geelong. It's now one in four. The patronage on the train each day is increasing by 6% per annum. That's commuting from Geelong to Melbourne. And it gets to the point now, if you don't get on the train early enough, that you've actually got to stand the whole way. So it is reaching that point where it now has genuine momentum with about $3.6 billion worth of major development projects currently underway. So that's what I'm talking about. You have to read the market, understand it reaches a tipping point where the momentum will carry it on and make it a solid, not a fad, transition and emerging market.
So what have you made of all that's been going on there?
Well, coming from Melbourne, I could recognise that what happened there over a 20-year period was actually now taking place in Geelong over just 5 years, just the past 5 years. And on top of that, I mean, many young couples were also relocating to live in Geelong purely to escape the escalation in Melbourne home prices that have occurred since the global financial crisis. And yes, there's been a definite coalescing in a number of events which have all come together to give a positive outcome as far as Geelong is concerned. However, what it does is provide you with a good example of what to look for around the rest of Australia for both new areas and existing suburbs that are undergoing a transition or a renaissance. And it's just understanding this. You don't have to go into in-depth. It's pure observation, and just know what you're looking for. And as I said, the tipping point is really once those chain retailers start to arrive. Because retailers, we know, is pretty fragile, but the food operators seem to be the ones that are almost flourishing at the current moment. And particularly in Victoria, where the net migration into Victoria is positive, and it's actually drawing population from the other states at the moment. So it has a positive net migration, whereas Queensland, New South Wales and Western Australia currently have a negative migration of population. So you don't have to be an economist. I mean, that may help, but sometimes that confuses you. You get almost into too deep a level of gathering of information. Sometimes it is just bootstrap gut feeling and just reading the simple trends that are right there in front of you.
Don't they say location is everything when buying commercial property?
Yeah, look, location is always spoken about, you know, and smart people say it's location, position, where it is. But that's not the entire or complete solution. You see, you can have a very well-positioned building, which, because of its poor design, may stand empty once the initial tenant vacates, and that's of little long-term value. I mean, it might look terrific because it's brand new and it has a tenant, but the tenant might have been attracted because it was new, but it's just a bad design. Its layout, the position of the lifts, if it's a multi-story building, or it's just the configuration. So, you know, it's just as important that you're aware of changing demographics within an area. And, you know, using the example of Geelong, as, again, is which has shifted from a manufacturing to high-tech industries and become almost a university city. So, look, location is important, but you have to understand the physical characteristics of the building and the demographic movement of people in or out of a particular suburb or region. So you don't want to get fixated on location. There are a number of other fundamentals that you need to consider as well.
So, in summary, how would you advise investors to approach emerging opportunities?
Well, not only do a fresh and growing population add vibrancy, they also require infrastructure and create new service industries, which in turn provide employment opportunities and therefore have to be housed as far as office accommodation is concerned. Therefore, in answer to the initial question of how do you decide where to buy, you simply need to step back and identify those emerging trends that have substance. And these can be both major and minor trends. And if you plan to undertake this for yourself, you really want to begin in those areas that are familiar to you. Now, when I say to you, I mean you and your consulting team. So you may be prepared, and it could be well worth your while, if you're interstate looking at something that's not in your own backyard, provided your consulting team are focused and can critically and unbiased, in their way they give the advice, lead you into those opportunities. And sometimes it is the consulting team that identify the opportunities and can lead you into something that's really worthwhile. So it's familiarity, either personally or with your consulting team, with a particular area and how it is transitioning from what it was to what it could be.
Thanks, Chris. I think your balanced approach makes very good sense. The main thing seems to be not getting easily overexcited too early.
Well, that's right. I mean, the secret lies in seeking advice from your consulting team, because they're the ones who are best equipped to pinpoint emerging areas based on where they themselves operate. And it's important not to allow yourself to be seduced by the apparent blue sky in a location that you know little or nothing about.
Thank you. I think that's a very good point to finish on.